You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Keep listening for your chance to win tickets to see Robin Thicke at the 17th Annual White Linen Party. September 1st at the Voodoo Lounge. Of course, Lavelle. Some more acts will be added as the weeks go by. Shouts out to the U.S. women's soccer team. Got that victory over England yesterday.
Doing power, big things.
Yeah, Power and Light District. It's crazy in support. Last night, I said, ooh, I'm going to go to bed early so that I will be fresh for the show today. Next thing you know,
it's 4th July. I'm ready to pop these firecrackers. Don't pop them on me.
I was like, sir, ma'am, I need to go to work in the morning. Can y'all stop, please? It was after 10 o'clock.
Lord, Jesus. Ow, Lord. Oh, Jesus. What you doing, Darren? That's what you should have went outside and said.
I didn't want to start nothing, but it was after 10 o'clock and I was sleepy.
What you doing, Darren?
On average, 800 people will go to the emergency room with fireworks-related injuries.
Oh, man.
During the 2 weeks before and after July 4th.
Be cautious, y'all, okay? We know you're going to do it. We know you're going to pop them firecrackers. But make sure the kids ain't out in the street by themselves. Have adult supervision at all times. When I say adult, I mean 18 and older.
The safest way to enjoy fireworks is to go to a professional show.
Or that, yes.
3rd of July celebration tonight on 18th and Vine. Congressman Emmanuel Cleaver, hosted by the lovely and talented Julie Jones.
I'll be there too.
Will you?
Yeah, I'm doing a remote.
Music by Blair Bryant Band and headliner Lenny Williams.
He's in the town?
Yeah. This is like the beggingest song. Come on, Lenny. Break it down. How you gonna say no to this? Come on, feel this right here, Brian.
Okay.
Some men need lots of women.
What?
That's me.
Want only you, girl.
Just me.
If it's in.
Hey.
If it's in.
If it's in his will, Brian.
If it's in.
Jesus.
God's will.
Jesus.
Hossam.
Come on.
Hossam.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh.
So he'll be performing that live tonight. That's a record and a half right there, boy.
I mean,
it is like 7 minutes long, too.
It's a full one. I tell you that. I play it at weddings.
You do?
I mean, oh, absolutely. Yeah, when they're eating.
Why when they're eating?
Because you got to play music. You got to play, like, music when they're getting the food and they're getting, you know, we haven't cut the cake or haven't had the... There you go. Take us to the shade,
623. Come on. Oh, 18th Divine tonight.
Oh,
what?
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The morning.
The shade with a morning grind on Hot 103 Gems.
621. Today, look for highs in the upper 80s. Partly sunny, possible thunderstorm. Clear 77 right now, 18th and Vine. Shade was popping.
You know what it is that I like about Cardi B? She's real.
Yeah.
No matter whether it's politically correct.
Politically incorrect.
Whether it's something that some conservative folks would think is embarrassing.
I got all of them.
She's who she is, and I like that about her. So she's using her platform to help folks get educated on the Democratic candidates for president.
Now that I have your attention, let's get to it. If you was to have a chance to ask one of these Democratic candidates a question, what would your question be? What would you like to see change in your community? Like, what would you like to see change in the United States? Me, I would like to ask, what are we going to do about police brutality? It seems like it keeps on happening every single day, and they're getting away with it, and nobody's talking about it. It seems like nobody gives up. And I would like to see a change. I would like to know if our next president even cares, because it seems like the one that we have now doesn't. So what type of questions would you like to ask a Democratic candidate? Ask those questions down in my comments, and we are going to try to get them questions answered. And please let it be realistic questions.
I like that, using her platform for something good.
Very good. Thank you, Cardi.
Shouts out to Pharrell Williams. He's going to be providing some high school students with a special opportunity.
Really?
He's going to be offering kids an internship with him.
So let me be clear. For every member of the 2019 graduating class is guaranteed an internship waiting for them, you, next summer. The world is watching Harlem, but this renaissance will be different. And believe it or not, with respect, it's gonna actually be better. And the reason why is because the new Harlem renaissance has education at its core.
Oh man, that's wonderful. You know, Shay, I had a hunch that what the gentleman did at Howard earlier this year, I thought that people would kind of piggyback off that. At least I hope they would. And this is just wonderful to hear.
Yeah, that's great. But the way it was bubbling, they thought they was about to get some guap.
Right.
They really thought they was about to get a bag.
But if, you know, listen, I think this is both opportunities are great. But having an internship with Pharrell, you can capitalize off that. That could turn you into some money.
This is true. Magic Mike star Channing Tatum has filed a restraining order against a woman who broke into one of his Hollywood homes. And check this out, Brian. She camped out for 10 days.
Ew.
Wow.
When authorities found her, they said she thought that Channing had invited her to stay. But he was like, I don't know that lady, though.
Give me a reason to whoop your ass.
It's crazy. It's all over the world. It's not, you know, exclusive to not one gender, not one race. Everybody just crazy.
You ever had a stalker before?
Funny story. I actually have something like that. So I'm up here at the station, and I said something on the air to the effects of I'm hungry or something. It was like 8 o'clock at night on a Saturday. Somebody sent a dang on pizza here, fam.
That's not a stalker, though. That's somebody being nice.
I just thought it was...
That's not stalker
at
all.
I thought it was odd.
No, that's not.
That's the closest thing to a stalker I've ever had, I think.
I had a stalker before.
Oh.
It was a lady. It wasn't like that.
You look good! All right. You look good!
It wasn't like that. She had some disabilities, and she really liked to listen to my show.
Okay.
And, yeah, she had some issues. Mm. But we got it together.
Good. Don't be stalking nobody, y'all. That's scary. Including you, Shay. Don't be doing that to Nas.
I don't have time to stalk. Oh, he gonna be here, though.
Right.
You know Brooklyn Martino worked for him.
No, I didn't know that.
She works for Mass Appeal Records.
I had no clue.
So I was about to inbox her last night and be like, fam, Nas is coming August 6th with Mary. You think you could get him in the studio?
You need to set it up. Don't make me get on the phone with her, because I will.
Well, that's why I brought it up, really.
816.
Plant that seed.
Oh, my God.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad, though?
I'm mad because my apartment was trying to wrongfully evict me, claiming that it was a fire on my balcony or whatnot. Now, I'm a persona. It was never a fire. And even if it was a fire, how y'all gonna fight me for that?
That's right. You had that fire under control when you had that medical marijuana out there while you was looking at the fireworks last night.
Like, they had me messed up. They claimed that it was from a pizza box on my balcony.
You had the munchies there ready with you, right? You had your snacks ready after you finished sparking.
Why are you trying to incriminate her?
She didn't say her name. Ain't no incrimination.
I told him, like, I got proof that there was never a fire. She said, well, my groundsman was out there cleaning up, and he saw your balcony on fire and took pictures. I asked her to show me the pictures. She told me she didn't have time to show me no pictures. So I'm like, well, I'll show you the pictures I got. Her mind was made up. She said, I advise you to just move. So I'm sitting up here pissed off, trying to figure out where to go from here, like how I'm about to pull off this move. So I get to call yesterday, and she cleared it all up, but she told me she apologized. It was the wrong point.
Well, good.
And I'm still mad because I was ready to take it to court with them, like, no, y'all not about to kill me.
No, that's fine, girl. Don't play her. Period.
They had the wrong one, and I had time that day.
All right, well, thank you for calling up this morning. Have a good one.
Thank you. Have a good morning.
Bye, girl.
I got that fire. I got that fire, girl. Hide in the water if you want that Oscar Mayer. I got that fire. I got that fire, girl. Hide in the water if you want that Oscar Mayer.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Are you barbecuing for the 4th?
Probably not.
What about Uncle Fussy?
Nobody said nothing, Shay.
What?
Seriously.
You falling off, B.
Well, my bad.
Researchers are saying that having a barbecue for 4 people releases more greenhouse gas into the air than a 90-mile car ride would produce.
Oh, well.
They add that switching to chicken or only eating a vegetarian meal would reduce emissions significantly.
That's stupid. Use your common sense.
Ain't happening. Sorry.
Really, Brian?
Listen, we've been having some sort of barbecue since almost the beginning of time, since fire started. Back in, you know, the medieval ages, you had fire, you had a big pig out, or whatever you was gonna eat, okay? So, we fine, trust me.
I know for you, a barbecue is not a barbecue unless there's macaroni and cheese.
Gotta have it.
From the armpit of the biggest devil dog in hell,
what?
Heinz has decided to make macaroni and cheese in a can. And you can buy it on Amazon.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
They can get out of here with that. They can go right straight to the devil's pit in hell with that.
One of the 1-star reviews of the product
Somebody
reads,
I ate it already?
Oh. So delicious. Best quality. Just kidding. It's trash.
Oh, for real? Oh, boy. Boy, I was finna say, boy, they was finna get roasted. Was that from like a professional review or just some random person?
I don't know. You know, when you review a product on Amazon.
Oh, okay. That was from some random person. Okay. Yeah, dog. Ain't nobody eating that. Macaroni in a can, fam? Come on, dog. They have dog food in cans. Not macaroni and cheese. That is disgusting.
So, don't make that for your barbecue?
No, hell no. If you do, you will be kicked out. You will be...
I'm the host. How you gonna kick me out?
Not you. Well, anybody.
That's what I'm talking about. I was thinking about bringing that.
No, you won't. It. No. You will be sent to jail if you do that, all right?
Jail?
Yes, jail. I will call the police on you if you make macaroni and cheese from a can. And that goes for anybody else. Don't you dare prepare that for nobody. You either do it the Velveeta way or you do it the real cheese way. Either or.
Period.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
A video, which has now gone viral after about 5 million people have viewed it. It's a video of a church leader who followed a young woman into the bathroom, calling her fat and saying that she shouldn't wear jean shorts.
Wow.
She's a chubby girl. She's got a dress on that's appropriate. It comes down to about top of her knees.
So you're sitting here calling me fat?
Oh, you don't think you are?
No, because I love who I am. I'm sorry. No,
you
get the out of my face.
I don't have to. And don't swear at me like that.
I don't give a shit.
I do. That's your problem. I do give a but you don't, obviously. Don't come back on that stage with those shorts. I'm warning you.
Who are you? Who are you? Who?
Don't read my name.
I see that. But who are you to tell me what I'm supposed to do? No. Get the f*** out of my face.
Whew. She was upset. And she has every right to be. You shouldn't do people like that.
What gives somebody the right to tell somebody what they should be wearing?
I don't know. I don't know. But it's offensive. It's inappropriate. Just her whole attitude is just offensive to me, Shay.
There's so many people who are looking for solace and direction and guidance inside the church walls.
Oh, man.
And if you're being met with that.
Don't get started on that, Shay. That's a whole other can of worms.
I looked at the picture of what she had on. She had like a little t-shirt on, like you would get at an event, like if you volunteered or something. And she had on a little pair of shorts, but nothing was hanging out.
What's the issue?
She thought she was too big to wear shorts, I
Who
guess.
Who are you to tell somebody what?
But a side note, the lady was chunky fi chunky. I'm right, like,
that,
how you
that's what I
gonna
saw
tell
in the video.
Somebody, sis? Really?
I remember I had, you know, but that's just, sometimes, Shay, that's generational too. Because I remember I had a family member who was talking to an older family member, and the older family member told a younger family member that she needed to wear a girdle.
Mm.
And sometimes that's just the way older people are. They're a little blunt, and now it's not, you can't be as blunt as that now. They're not accepting. But this is to me, this is totally inappropriate, though.
I can take that from a family member. At
yeah.
least we have, you know, some sort of relationship that you can talk to me.
Yeah.
Not the stranger at the church house.
Right. I agree.
But I think that there's a undercurrent of folks who believe that if you wear a certain size, you shouldn't be wearing certain clothes. When Lizzo performed at the BET Awards, there's a person in radio that I totally respect who made a comment about what she was wearing and how she was dancing. And I unfollowed him because I don't want to see any more of his comments.
So it's like what, size shaming or something? Or
yeah, fat shaming somebody. Do you agree that there are certain things that someone shouldn't wear once they pass a particular size or not?
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Good morning, 721. Look for highs in the upper 80s today. Partly sunny with a possible thunderstorm on the way right now. Your cloudy is 77 and Lee Summers. Shade was popping.
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity cancer friends. Audra McDonald, TV and theater actress, is 49.
Uh-huh.
And talk show host Montel Williams is 63 today.
Happy birthday, everybody born on July 3rd, including Nina Bad. Happy birthday, Nina.
Aw, I ain't seen her in a long time.
Yeah.
The controversy surrounding Chris Brown's lyric on his record, Need a Stack, has intensified a hundredfold, Brian.
Oh, Lord.
Love & Hip Hop Atlanta star Tokyo Vanity made a comment on the Shade Room's Instagram post about the topic, saying that people should not be surprised that Chris Brown feels this way because she says he doesn't care for dark-skinned women. She said that a homegirl of hers went to a club one night and he kind of wouldn't allow anybody in that was dark-skinned.
Christopher Potter Head Brown, stop playing with me. Okay, all that talking about, can you take me out and all that, like, that's not funny. Second of all, I'm not even your type. You into things of, you know, lighter complexion, you know, fluid, cigarettes. I'm just saying, Puerto Rican women, white women, Asian women, you know, and that's all fine because that's your preference and we are entitled to a preference. All I'm doing is calling it like I see it. When we was in the club in Miami and when we was in the club in LA, in your section, your rules was no darkies. You wouldn't let my homegirl in LA, but you let all her friends in. And in Miami, you wouldn't let my other homegirl in, but you let all her friends in. But y'all was talking about no dark-skinned women. All I'm saying is, like a gangster, how you feel, stand on that because me, however I feel about anything, I'ma stand on it 10 toes. Don't come changing your opinion and how you feel about because everybody bashing you.
I hope that's not the case. But this whole situation is just bad for Chris, I think, because you just got to think about who your fans are and who listens to your music, who mostly listens to your music, and that's women. Women love Chris Brown.
Yeah.
Got to be more careful with those comments and lyrics.
She felt as though he was trying to be funny because he says, oh, I think Tokyo is fine and I want to take you to dinner. Mm-hmm. So that's when she responded with that.
Yeah.
She called him all kind of names. Ooh.
Yeah.
He also posted a track that he did with reggae artist Sean Paul called Brown Girls and wrote the word dummies across the image. And his mother even jumped in the fray and said that these claims are ridiculous.
Got to be more careful, man. Got to.
Nas revealed the Lost Tapes 2 track listing. It's going to be coming out on July 19th. In our younger days, we were so what's this?
It's Nas.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What song is this?
It's off the Lost Tapes 2.
Get out of here.
Who be the holy prophet? They watch him with all his posture. Ow. His Rothstein goggle game be the dopest. He got the be from the 80s era. His tennis shade Carrera. Ow. Queens forever. Green pipe seats. Clean Panamera. Amateur Hanna-Barbera. Characters know they envy. The illest Hennessy. Black sipper with loaded
sips. Okay, I don't know if that's edited right now, but yeah, Nas is ill, man. I will be listening to that. See, here you go. See, we was talking about stalking last hour, and here you go.
I'm not stalking. Uh-huh. I'm right here in Kansas City. Yeah, how am I stalking?
Uh-huh. High noon on the plaza.
Yup. Yup.
You need to chill out.
Girl, bye.
When is it coming out? When is the Lost Tapes 2?
The 19th.
That's
He's
a couple
gonna
weeks,
be here,
weeks.
Man, in August.
So how tall you said you was again?
Reach out to Brooklyn Martino.
I thought you was a pimp though.
What you talking about?
I thought your pimp hand was strong. You supposed to have Nas' number on deck at all times.
What? You're a liar.
What? That's you always claiming that's your man's?
He doesn't know that yet. You know how you just get that one person, even if you're in a relationship, you just have to beg your partner's pardon.
Do it. Oh my God.
I just got to beg your pardon because how does he still look so young?
Like that. I don't know, Shay. You might want to ask him.
He owns a chicken and waffle place.
I'll run from you right now how good you look.
He was one of the investors in the ring thing that everybody has on their house now.
Yeah. We'll make you move when he comes here, okay?
If you don't think I would be making...
Oh, my God.
Wow. Let me take my shot.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Please, no celebratory gunfire during the 4th of July celebrations. What goes up must come down. And there have been people who have been killed by folks doing that.
Yeah.
Just run down on 18th and Vine and go to the 3rd of July fireworks celebration. It's going to be fabulous. Hosted by none other than Julie Jones.
Yes.
Special performance from Lenny Williams.
Yes. I'll be there. 4 to 6. Come
That's
through.
What's up, B.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know you were going to be there. I used to have an issue with showing my arms. And as I've gotten older, you know, I don't care about none of that stuff no more.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was younger, I would wear like 3/4 sleeves even in the summertime.
Wow.
First time I went to Miami, I immediately bought spaghetti strap everything because it was so hot there and I had to get over it.
Yeah.
I said, look, you don't think people know through this material that my arms are big?
Mm-hmm.
And I had to let it go. A young lady was at church singing in the choir. She after the performance was over, she went to the bathroom. An older lady, a church leader named Bonnie Sue, followed her into the bathroom, and this exchange happened.
She
She's a chubby girl. She's got a dress on that's appropriate. It comes down to about top of her knees.
So you're sitting here calling me fat?
Oh, you don't think you are?
No, because I love who I am. I'm sorry. No,
you
get
can
the out of my face.
I don't have to. And don't swear at me like that.
I don't give a
I do. That's your problem. I do give but you don't, obviously. Don't come back on that stage with those shorts. I'm warning you.
Who are you? Who are you? Who?
You don't read my name.
I see that. But who are you to tell me what I'm supposed to do? No. Get the f*** out of my face.
You know, Shay, part of being a leader is having the wherewithal or the mindset to approach somebody. If you feel like that she's not dressed appropriately, that wasn't the way to do it.
Tact, diplomacy, couth.
Yes, all of that. So she's not a leader in my eyes. And I feel like this is a case by case thing. Because I remember a month and a half ago or 2 months, we were talking about the rule implemented in the Houston schools to where you couldn't wear pajamas to school. So I think it's a case by case thing as to what's appropriate to wear in what situation. I don't think you could just come out and wear anything you want to, you know, if that's the case, then let's let people in swimsuits and thongs in church.
But the problem is that she made reference to her size.
Yeah, that's a big issue.
There's one thing to say, look, I don't think that shorts are appropriate in the pulpit. That's one thing. Mm-hmm. But to make reference to her size is where, you
it's
know,
it's totally inappropriate. Yeah, it's wrong.
What are your thoughts on this?
I don't think that people should have anything to say about what people wear, no matter what size they are, because people can wear what they want to wear. And I could feel the same way personally about people who are smaller in size that wear revealing clothes.
Have you ever had anyone say to you that what you had on was inappropriate?
No, I haven't had anybody to say anything like that to me. But if they ever did, I would definitely check them in the most worst way possible, because I buy my own clothes.
I know that's right.
Yes. All right, well, thank you for calling up this morning. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Robin Thicke, the headliner, 17th annual White Linen Party happened September 1st. Voodoo Lounge pre-sale started yesterday.
Woo!
Tickets go on sale Friday.
Yeah.
Just going through my Robin Thicke playlist. Mm-hmm. Get myself in the mood. Yeah. We got some tickets we're going to give away in a short, too. So,
for real?
Yeah, stick
yes.
around. A young lady was at church singing in the choir. After the performance was done, she went to the bathroom. An older lady followed her into the bathroom with this rant.
She's a chubby girl. She's got a dress on that's appropriate. It comes down to about top of her knees.
So you're sitting here calling me fat?
Oh, you don't think you are?
No, because I love who I am. I'm sorry. No,
you
get the out of my face.
I don't have to. And don't swear at me like that.
I don't give a
I do. That's your problem. I do give but you don't, obviously. Don't come back on that stage with those shorts. I'm warning you.
Who are you? Who are you? Who?
You don't read my name.
I see that. But who are you to tell me what I'm supposed to
lower
do?
No. Voice.
Get the out of my face.
There's a lot of things that's problematic with that, man. Like, you're not my dictator. You're not finna tell me what to do.
Is her problem that she's wearing shorts on the stage, or is that she's chunky wearing shorts on the stage?
Probably more so of her being a bigger young lady. But like you said earlier, she's a big lady.
She is. She got bat wings and everything. And she had her arms out. Oh, shoot, I had a problem with arms back in the day.
Now,
how would she feel if I did her like that?
What if somebody did her like that? Ma'am, you need to cover your arms up.
Lolita McShann on Facebook said, and this is why some people run from the church instead of to it. I'm so grateful to belong to a more progressive church where it's about the word and not the wardrobe.
Mm.
I hope this does not destroy this young lady's image of herself.
She seemed pretty confident because she said she loved who she is. And I commend her for that.
She stood up for herself in that moment, which a lot of people won't do.
Mm-hmm. It's just all the way wrong to me for that lady to come in and try to G-check her like that.
What are your thoughts on this rant?
So did nobody notice all that cussing that was going on at church?
Yeah, she got mad.
But everybody's talking about her arms and stuff. But what about, like, disrespecting the house of the Lord? She just up there cussing because her feelings are hurt. But you still got to respect the house of the Lord.
I agree with you on that. But I'm not trying to say that what she was saying was right. But at that moment, you could tell that her emotions just overcame her. And she was highly upset. And it's only so much you can take as a human being. You know, she was being degraded to right to her face.
She was. But, I mean, that ain't no reason to be cussing. I don't think you should be cussing in church. But what the lady did was wrong. That is wrong. You cannot be body shaming people.
This is why so many young people are moving away from the church. I think that the older people have an idea of what it's supposed to be, and it doesn't make people feel included.
That is 100% true. Like, I mean, I like the churches that nowadays, you know, they say come as you are, wear your jeans, wear whatever, you don't have to dress up. Like, those churches make you feel more open because not everybody has money to buy church clothes too. If you don't have the right kind of clothes and you don't fit in, you do feel like an outcast.
Thank you for calling up this morning. Have a good day, all right?
You too, bye-bye.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
While you on the grill, turn on Hot 103 Jams 4th of July mix. Brian B. Shine and DJ Mac, DJ Astro, 12 to 8 o'clock. Soundtrack together. Check this out, B. American adults will spend about $1 billion on beer for 4th of July alone, just the one day.
We gonna get me a drink.
Hey.
They'll be spending about that same amount on fireworks.
Up in smoke.
$6.7 billion on hot dogs, hamburgers, and other picnic essentials. So on average, $73 a person for the holiday.
Well, I'm definitely going to make my contributions. I'm going in, Shay. Tomorrow on Friday, we off.
You said you wasn't going to cook.
I didn't say I wasn't going to drink.
We going to get me a drink.
I don't get the whole craze about beer. I don't like the way beer tastes.
Oh, Lord. Look, ain't nothing better than a fresh cold brew. All right? Ain't nothing better than that. I love it.
What beer do you drink?
I am a Budweiser man. Yes, I am. Through and through. Although I do like, you gotta taste the Tech N9ne beer. Have you tasted one of those?
Carabulu?
The Bulu beer, yes.
No.
Fam. Tech, give us a case, dog. We need one of them. Up here at all times. But I can drink any beer, though, for real. I'm not picky with that.
A lot of the guys I've hung out with in the past, they drink Corona.
I ain't a Corona person. I mean, they cool. I'll drink it if you give me one. But like Coors, Miller, Bud Light, those, I like my straight beer. That's what I like. I don't like all these old apple cider beers.
Now, I will drink that. Angry Orchard.
I mean, I'll...
Because it doesn't taste like beer.
Right. It tastes like apple juice with fizzle in it or something.
Have you ever had a Guinness before?
Yes, and I didn't enjoy that. It was very dark, very strong. That ain't my type.
I went on a date with this dude to the Cajun Crab House in Atlanta when I lived there.
The Cajun Crab. That sound good, actually.
So Old National. Well, it ain't open no more, but...
that sound good.
He ordered the Guinness and knocked it all over the table. Wow. It stained everything.
Did it get on your clothes?
No.
Okay, because that will ruin the entire date. Mm-hmm. Needless to say, he ain't get no cutty, did he?
Excuse me, sir? Ooh.
Well, I'm just asking a question. What is
it? No.
Oh, okay. He was a little clumsy, so you know.
How dare you question?
Hey, what are you doing? You're
passing out no samples like we at Sam's Club. Mm-mm.
And let me have multiple men.
You always play stuff out of context, but that's okay.
Like what?
That's fine. Continue to do that. You record parts of what I'm saying and with no context.
I don't know what you're talking about. Your shot at Robin Thicke tickets. He's coming to the White Linen Party. That's coming up with That's My Jam in about 4 minutes.
Let's see what that throat do.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip Pop got sent.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
823 today. Look for highs in the upper 80s. Partly sunny with a possible thunderstorm. Mostly cloudy at 77 right now at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's popping?
Erica Mena and Safari, of course, are in a relationship. They are supposed to be getting married very soon. Erica Mena says that she is only allowing people that are engaged or already married to be plus one at the wedding.
Okay. Why?
She said that the dinner plates are too high and she don't want people to just be bringing people that I guess they just messing with.
Okay. Okay, fam.
You see how particular she getting now? You done been a side piece before. Don't act like you been always number one.
Ooh, tell her, Shay. Put it in place, Shay.
No, I'm not putting nobody in their place. But this happened to one of my friends. And she called me in tears last summer about this. Because she had a guy she wanted to bring. And her friend was like, no. I don't know him. He's not your man, your husband, whatever. So I don't want him there.
This man was a bona fide scrub.
Well, I DJed a wedding like 2 months ago. Boy, they had Peachtree cater.
Woo!
That's what Erica Mena need. She need Peachtree to cater.
Where'd that come from? We was just talking about.
She talking about the food is too expensive.
Oh, Lord.
She need Peachtree. They are not that expensive and they extra good.
I think that that's wrong for her to say just because you're not in a relationship with somebody, you can't bring. Don't invite me then if you ain't got enough to pay for the food.
Oh, I'm going to fix him.
You don't need to get married then.
Cardi B is rallying her fans to get them more involved in the presidential nominations, if you will. Here's a video that she uploaded to her Instagram page.
Now that I have your attention, let's get to it. If you was to have a chance to ask one of these Democratic candidates a question, what would your question be? What would you like to see change in your community? Like, what would you like to see change in the United States? Me, I would like to ask, what are we gonna do about police brutality? It seems like it keeps on happening every single day and they're getting away with it and nobody's talking about it. It seems like nobody gives up. And I would like to see a change. I would like to know if our next president even cares, because it seems like the one that we have now doesn't. So what type of questions would you like to ask a Democratic candidate? Ask those questions down in my comments, and we are going to try to get them questions answered. And please let it be realistic questions.
Senator Cardi B, she gonna make a move into politics, right? Well, I mean, watch.
I think she could get elected.
Mm-hmm. She can't be president, though, because she done been arrested. So
you can't be president if you've been arrested?
Yeah, I don't think you can.
She ain't been convicted.
God bless the United States.
I don't know if he in there, anybody can get in.
I'm trying to tell you, we've had a former actor be president. We have a reality dude be president now.
She was nasty about me.
One, two, three, the devil's after me.
It's tremendously big and tremendously wet.
Four, five, six, he's always throwing sticks.
Tremendous amounts of water.
Krispy Kreme has decided to start delivering to people's homes.
Oh.
So that's why I said that. One, two, three. The devil's after me.
He might be.
Oh, look at my African American over here. Look at him. Are you the greatest?
The Morning Grind is caring about Kansas City's well-being. It's Wallace Wednesday with Dr. RJ on Hot 103 Gems.
Most adults who grew up prior to the age of social media can recall having experiencing the same innate drive for peer attention as teenagers. You know, you look at your friends and you want to wear what they wear, or you wonder if you're as good as them. That's a natural teenage thing. It's a part of a natural process of reflected appraisal where we develop a sense of who we are from how others view us. That hypervigilance about how others see us is supposed to go away in adulthood. But social media has created this lifelong adolescence. It makes it too easy to keep making comparisons in a very adolescent way. If you find yourself falling into that comparison trap, the best way to pull yourself out of it is to develop and maintain a stable sense of self. That means cultivating your identity and self-esteem, nourishing relationships with people who see the real you, and staying attuned to your truest beliefs. A stable sense of self comes from thinking about who you are, absent any feedback. pursue upward joy. Instead of generating envy, which is a form of hostility, explore what you admire and appreciate about other people and cultivate joy for their success. It can be a catalyst for personal growth, and we know that positive attitudes are contagious. This is Dr. RJ on the Morning Grime with Shay and Shine for your Wellness Wednesday on Hot 103 Jams. Be well.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.